Oh, hello there. This is How to Die Alone.
Hey, so it's How to Die Alone. I'm your host, Stephen Henry. I'm here with Matt Williams.
Matt Williams.
Yeah, that's him. And David Wayne.
Howdy.
And we've got a special guest for y'all. It's Chris Schubeck.
Yo.
Shubidu-wop.
Yo, yo, yo.
You may know him from... Where do people know you from, Chris?
The streets.
Yeah. From being in my family. I have no friends.
The mean streets of St. Pete.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Born and raised, I think he still lives on them.
Yeah. I never left.
See, I'm glad Chris is at least willing to have his name on this episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is... We are going to put your name in the episode title. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Even though we are going to mention your name several times.
Throughout the episode. Throughout exactly. The episode,
that's cool.
Well,
yeah. I'm cool with that.
God forbid there be like an audio meta-analysis that's going to just like ruin your prestigious career as a busboy or whatever.
Yeah.
Wait, why are we trashing Chris already?
We're not trashing Chris. We're
trashing Elijah because he... Oh.
It's fun to do.
Gene. We're trashing Gene.
It's okay. He won't
Gene Herman or whatever it was. Yeah. What was the name?
Hilter?
Gene Hinder.
Oh, did he not use his real name?
No, it's an anagram. Steven's a genius and decided to make an anagram out of it.
Oh, nice.
Because he didn't want his name tied to the episode, so
right.
Steven's like, I want to make an anagram out of it. So it's like Gene something Hinder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a porn name. Yeah, or
he was
something.
Like, I don't want my name associated with this 2 hours of audio we just recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there were some people after him. I think there might have been some conspiracies afoot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Speaking of conspiracies, that's our episode.
Yeah. I was gonna go conspiracies and crazy stories.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much the same thing. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Well, like, I guess whenever I think about a conspiracy, does it always have to be government, like, run or owned, or does it always have to revolve around
99%
that?
99% of the
time. Or is that just, like, called a myth?
When you think about it, the government just is business.
I mean, they own everything, so.
That's true.
Right? Why wouldn't they know what really happened to JFK or Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just throwing out the big
ones. Did you see what Snowden said?
Mm-mm.
Everybody wants... Well, I mean, like, Snowden came clean with the whole WikiLeaks thing.
Are you talking about the little penguin we see every Christmas?
Yeah, the polar bear for the Coca-Cola commercial.
Yeah, actually, the cub is the one in charge, which is funny.
Snowden said that the CIA killed Elvis to cover up some Cuban bullshit.
What?
Well, like the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Why do they know what kind of sandwich he was eating?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he came out with it and said it, and like we're still not letting him back in, so.
Wow.
Look that up.
Yeah.
You think that was the big thing? They were like, well, he's spoiled the Elvis story. We can't let him back in now.
Yeah.
He's like, I've been sitting on this one just in case they let me back in.
Yeah.
But since I know there's no way I'm ever getting back into the States, I'm breaking the Elvis story.
Yeah. Well, he talked shit about Russia, and Russia was harboring him, and they were like, okay, get out.
Why would he talk? All right, now you're just being silly at that point.
Yeah.
I get it. You were working for the U.S., and you found some shit that you felt needed to be shared.
Yeah.
Then you run to Russia, and then now you're like dumping shit about Russia as well.
Yeah.
And they're harboring you. That's not smart.
It'd be like me getting kicked out of my house, and Steven let me sing here, and I'm like, dude, you need to update these curtains.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They need to be actual curtains.
Can we get some better food in here, too?
Man, what the fuck, man? I sit on this couch all day, wait for you to come home. Yeah. And you don't have time to hang out with me or bring proper food.
I'm tired of you here telling me that you're too tired to hang out with me. All I do is sit here and get massive fucking Xbox experience for you.
Right. You only got the Dish Network? I don't have the NFL Sunday ticket here.
Yeah.
We need DirecTV.
Dude, I have to walk down to the bar that's on the corner.
Right. Some fucking embassy.
Yeah.
Been slaving away all day, keeping this seat warm for you.
Just going to leave it and go now. We can live at the embassy suites instead.
Yeah.
Right. Did you guys hear about the fool's gold sandwich that Elvis used to eat?
What? You talking about the peanut butter banana?
No, it was like more than that. It was a full loaf of bread with an entire jar of peanut butter, bacon, and I think jelly. So it was just a gigantic loaf of bread with bacon in it. And you could only get it from this one place in Colorado or something like that. So he would have, like...
Somehow he died on the toilet.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's a bullshit conspiracy
dude,
theory.
His last words were, I'm going to go to the bathroom and read a book.
I mean, he turned into a loaf of bread right before he died. That's why he plumped up.
That's a hunk of burning love.
Yeah, man. You ever been to Graceland?
You know that is one more thing he stole from the black man, dying young.
Right. How old was he?
Diabetes.
The sugar.
Yeah,
they got a touch of the sugar.
I love when a joke like that doesn't land at all.
Oh, it landed.
Yeah.
We just skimmed over
it. Yeah. We all pretended like it didn't.
Like, all right, cool.
It was a conspiracy.
Well, anyways...
Yeah.
Have you read your Bible lately?
Actually, we were all uproariously laughing, but there's this, you know, this government thing. Yeah. It's kind of like a shroud of whenever you make a really good point.
It's like the cone of silence from Get Smart.
That's exactly what hit.
Get Smart. So anyways, Bigfoot's real. Chemtrails are real. The economy's going to collapse. Yada, 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 UFOs.
Okay, so I've always been interested in chemtrails and what exactly they are, because I always like someone walking out in the morning, seeing a line of clouds and going like, yeah, they definitely did it last night, yeah.
Well, the thing that's confusing about that is the people who leave those chemtrails live in the same towns, presumably, like...
I don't know about that.
They can't. Well, they have planes, so they can fly somewhere else.
They can just fly forever. Planes never run out of gas.
The thing that freaks me out is when I was a kid, there used to be three types of clouds. And I knew them. Like, I took pride in the fact that I knew, like, Sirius, Cumulus, and Stratus, you know? Now there's fucking 19 or something different types of clouds.
Yeah, it's like the...
That just happened? That... Okay, except that.
You see, Chris, clouds are a spectrum.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's kind of like elements, though.
And Bill Nye is not even a scientist. Guy, he's an engineer, right. So anything
that
he says
true.
Is fucking
he
false.
Doesn't even have a degree, does he?
No, he's a political mouthpiece. He just says shit.
Yeah, his was like a mechanical engineering or something like that. Yeah. But
you take your science advice from him, you're a douche.
I like Bill Nye though, I don't care.
Because you know why he's such in the public eye right now? It's because he had that television show when you were a kid,
exactly.
So they know that you like him. So they're like, anything that he says, this guy's going to blindly believe.
Well, I mean, it's obviously a deep state.
It's smart,
psyop.
Yeah. It's like Ronald McDonald telling you that something's good. You're going to believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Especially balloons.
I saw a conspiracy.
We all float down here, Maddie.
I saw a conspiracy on the very trustworthy YouTube that... Mm-hmm. McDonald's uses human meat to make their burgers. Have you seen this one?
No, I haven't.
It's a little out
there.
It's a lot out of a
Buffy episode. That's pretty close.
Right.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine industrial grinders, and there's always an industrial grinder accident where, you know, some poor guy was like, you know, always there's always a guy cleaning it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
There's always a guy dying in
it. Well, that was like
Where's
the
Chuck
point.
At?
Well, that was the point
He's
of the...
ground Chuck.
Yeah.
Hey, Stephen Henry.
Well, no, but the video was like...
The trick is to never clean.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But the video was like...
Look around you.
Savor the flavor.
They're like, well, that's why they're always hiring.
Yeah.
Because they're constantly like funneling in out these poor people who work at McDonald's.
A lot of churn through the grinder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was my first job. Well, one of my first jobs was at McDonald's. Yeah. And I was like 3 years there, and my friends worked there, and I was in the drive-thru.
So you're like a general manager.
And that. I quit. One day I was like in the drive-thru, and I was taking people's orders, and I'm like, God, people are terrible. And I just took my headset off and walked out the front door.
What order?
I was like,
did it?
I took my headset off, and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore, and I gave it to my friend and walked out. And they were like, Chris, no.
I don't want to.
Who's going to work the fries?
And I went home and, like, I lied down in bed because I was kind of sad. And my mom's like, it's okay, baby. And I fucking slept like 12 hours and woke up feeling great about myself.
So what was the order that finally broke you? Where they're like, all right, go stay with me. I want a Big Mac, but I want chicken.
You know what it was?
The Big Mac.
You know what it was that pissed chicken me off? Is every time somebody would pull up, it goes, bing.
Right.
And like they'd pull up and it would go bing and they would immediately be like, hello. And I fucking hated that. I'm like, are you in such a hurry to fucking kill yourself with this shit?
Give me time to address you.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Exactly. You're being rude.
Chris was like a cat, like, no, let me come to
you. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I am. Let me come to you.
Right.
You try to force yourself on me.
I'll come through the drive-thru and put myself under your hand.
Yeah. Right, so. Let me tell you
it's
what you drive want to
order. Through, not drive you.
So stupid.
Good. Yeah. Well, I don't know why, but like me going through the drive-thru and then hearing Chris's voice, I'd be like, I don't even want anything anymore.
Yeah, yes.
Like, I'm just happy.
Yeah. I'd be like, wait a minute, you're just working the register, right? You're not going to touch my food, please?
This is my happy meal.
Yeah.
Right. Did you always have to say, like, would you like to, you know, supersize it? Or
yeah, well, they actually did away with the supersizing, I think, while I worked there, because they're like, oh, this is unhealthy.
Because of that,
no shit,
10 the documentary.
Pounds of fries is unhealthy.
Yeah, that documentary, Supersize.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that's why they did away with it.
You hear about that guy?
Spurlock?
I don't remember his name.
He
came out and admitted to, like, basically raping a chick.
Did he?
Yeah.
Every day for a year.
I can't wait for the 90-minute documentary on that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you eat...
Morgan Spurlock.
But if you eat McDonald's for like a month straight, no one's going to want to fuck you anyway. So you're going to have to resort to those measures, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's horrible.
Me too.
Yeah. Right.
Like that one comic that was like, would you fuck Bill Cosby? Would you fuck Bill Cosby? Would you fuck Bill Cosby? And they all said no, and he's like, exactly.
Yeah, solid advice.
Like, yeah, not like that I'm condoning it.
Waterproof, yeah.
Of course not.
Waterproof. Yeah.
It's a horrible act, but I'm just saying, like, some people, you know, extreme measures.
Bill Cosby's got a decent act.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty solid hour.
Amazing.
Stand up good, lying down bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, more like falling down.
I don't know why your jokes make me so sleepy.
I think I'll just take a nap here in your dressing room in the soundproof room with no windows, no lights, the cameras.
Ways to document it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
If you're looking
do you think
for,
he filmed any and like kept them in his personal archives?
For some reason, I feel like he would.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably a vault under his house or something. Yeah. You just open it and steam comes out.
Like Michael Jackson's when they found all those pictures of those boys in his house.
Oh, yeah.
Years
do you think
later.
That's a plan? Do you think that...
You know what it's like?
Could have been.
Have you ever seen the movie Hard Candy?
Mm-mm.
Oh, fuck.
Matt, you ever know?
No, I just wanted to get
Isn't that a perverted movie?
Yeah, it's a fucked up movie. Like,
I've seen Jawbreaker. I've it, is that what you mean, Jawbreaker?
No. No, it's a different kind of hard
just
candy.
Just because it's a candy doesn't mean that's the
I got
movie.
Excited.
What about Mr. Goodbar or whatever?
Jesus.
That's the same one, right?
No, it's got Ellen Page in it, and she's basically like
Willy
torturing
Wonka?
A pedophile the whole time.
Definitely Willy Wonka.
And then, like, it turns out he's got, like, a thumb drive of kiddie porn, like, hidden underneath something.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's probably like that. Like, they found that with Jared from Subway.
Yeah.
And nowadays it's so easy to conceal, like, that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, back in the day you had VHS tapes. You couldn't just, like, put that in your pocket and walk around.
Yeah.
Now it's like you just get a little thumb drive with, like...
Can you imagine having
gigabytes.
Like a laser disc? Like a laser disc collection? You gotta
those things are like
shuffle around.
you gotta rub a magnet over. Like, hope nobody
that
finds
work,
my laser disc.
The cops are here. Get the magnets.
Yeah, exactly. That's what if Paul Manafort had done that, I mean, maybe he would have got away with some of that meddling stuff.
If only he had learned to destroy evidence, like I don't know who.
Right.
Yeah.
That's,
if you guys are looking for evidence of Cosby, the proof is in the pudding.
I can't do it.
Put the pill in the pudding. They should just pivot and have him be the mascot for Cinnamon Toast Crunch because he's so fucking blind now. Like, even Bill Cosby can see what kids like.
I'll do it. When he came out of court after like that being acquitted, he's like, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Like he did the Fat Albert.
Right,
it was so fucking creepy. If you watch the video, it's like, all
right,
you did everything that they're saying you did.
Yeah.
You had to have.
If I did it.
That was.
He's going to have his own book coming out.
Yeah, that was his Chris Schubeck, like, I quit moment.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah,
like,
he's like,
right out of court.
Yeah.
It's like, I got away with it. Ha ha ha.
Yeah. America needs to fall back in love with me now.
I know. And then the audacity of him to like shit on Dave Chappelle. For like, oh, you're ruining black people or you're making us look bad. It's like, no, sir. You made us fucking look bad for decades.
Yeah.
I mean, we just found out about it now, but going back.
Yeah.
So who are the white people that are making white people look bad? Is it Trump?
Pretty much all of them.
I don't want to talk about Trump on here, by the way.
Yeah. Sorry, no, it's everybody for the most part, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Or actually, it's everybody any, except for me. It's any white
like
person.
Jared Fogle, of course. Like,
no, it's any white person that a woman deems is acting inappropriately. Now it's your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When, not even. Yeah. You're like, oh, he winked at me aggressively.
Yeah.
When it's like, yeah. Ugh, really?
Heavy winking.
When the good wives come at you and they're, you know, ankle length fucking dresses and they're just like, witch! And then you just gotta go.
Yeah.
Unfound.
It's ridiculous.
Well, maybe they just know you have kiddie porn. Because I feel like that's always the tack, you know, that like,
that's why
like not only that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is like, they just keep digging now. They're like, all right, well, you didn't have sexual assaults. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. There's got to be something in your background. Oh, when you were 5 years old, you pushed a girl down the slide. It's like, how the fuck did you even find that out?
Yeah.
I knew I shouldn't have added Tiffany on Facebook. God damn it.
Tiffany with an I.
She comes forward. When I was five, David pushed me down. He was six. He was a year older than me. He had power over me. You know, he made me feel inferior, and he pushed me down the slide.
He shoved me, and I was like, this is the patriarchy, because like, I fell down the slide.
Exactly.
And she clambers into the courtroom, you know, like on fucking crutches still.
Yeah. Right. It's just a witch hunt.
It's like, I put you in the dirt, not off a fucking building.
Yeah, good thing we weren't in middle school. That would have happened.
He pushed me down the slide, then built the glass ceiling over me. It's horrible.
Out all the sand from the sandbox, he just somehow made glass out of it. It was crazy.
a little industrious prick.
No wonder he's a blue collar worker now.
That is a great conspiracy theory, though, like the patriarchy thing.
Oh,
I mean, ultimately, at the root of it, that's really what that is. It's like there's some cartel of men just holding women down to do so.
Oh, yeah, well, they're holding me down, too, because I only make, like, 20 grand a year. I'm not killing it, by the way.
Yeah, you shouldn't say
like, every time I'm stepping over, every time I'm stepping over homeless guys on the way to the fucking feminist poetry slam, I'm like, fucking patriarchy.
Yeah. You said I shouldn't say that? Why?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say how much I make.
Oh, okay.
Because I may or may not pay taxes.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They
can audit me all they want.
I definitely do. You guys are silly.
They can audit me all they want, dude. I got no money. Like, what are you taking from me?
Yeah, I know. That's why I like. They're like, somebody's going to steal your ID. I'm like, well, maybe they can pay my bills.
Yeah.
I think Mike Morello has
steal my ID so you have bad credit.
He's like, here, you want it? Here. Maybe you could do something with this shit.
Oh, take his identity?
Yeah. Make a reputable person.
Credit card bill's due on the 18th. Don't fucking forget it, sir. And he's like, get your wallet.
Don't forget to get my mom a birthday present.
They're like, your payments are no longer due. What?
Yeah.
We got a nice guy.
I don't have student loans anymore.
We got to build this guy's credit up before we can ruin it.
Before we can ruin his life.
I knew that guy who robbed me in the suit. He was good for something. Paid off my student loan debt.
Get that credit score down to a healthy 70. I didn't even know it could go that low.
One thing. I'm not in debt at all. But, like, right. I don't have credit because I refuse to use credit cards.
You're outside the system.
Yeah, I'm off the
grid.
That's
the way to do it.
Yeah.
You're going to get a tiny house.
I don't even have an ID right now. Well, I do. And it's
Even Christopher?
I don't even think you're sitting in Steven's living room right now. Yeah. I don't know what's happening. Who are you?
I'm a robot that I built.
Nice.
That he built, I mean.
Yeah. Right. Ooh.
Yeah.
Who is he?
Chris Schubeck's actually a simulation.
Don't say my full name on the radio. No,
if you say it backwards, it's
holographic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt, wave your hands through him. Is he a holographic projection right now?
That would be awesome.
See, Chris Schubeck is more of an idea than anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's V for V from Vendetta.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Exactly.
V for vagina.
Vajazzy.
Why didn't they make that movie?
Vagina.
That was the porn. That was the porn.
I could sit around and think of porn titles all day long.
Yeah, exactly. That was the porn. The V for vagina.
Yeah. So
is there somebody that writes scripts for porns? Like, I wonder.
Yeah, of course.
Because he's fucking terrible.
Like, the guy Fawkes Mass is smiling even harder.
Yeah.
In the porn. He's like wearing it. It's like, oh, it's a big grin on that one.
Yeah.
It's got a wink.
Yeah. Tongues out like
that
entire
mask is
beer
creepy,
halfway
dude.
Through.
Yeah.
Oh, we're burning bits again. Burning some bits. That's a Tommy Gill bit.
Oh yeah, the
Tugboat
the
Tommy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tugboat Tommy.
The Gillionaire.
The Alcoholics Anonymous one is that?
Yeah. Where he does the Guy Fawkes mask.
Yeah, that's amazing. So of course we have to give him a shout out.
Yeah.
So like this
Thomas.
So can you be doing any like any mundane task in that V for Vendetta mask and it automatically becomes like an act against the government?
Like you're making eggs.
We're the V for Vendetta.
Fuck yeah. These government. Yeah. These eggs are organic. I didn't buy these from fucking Publix.
You have your glasses on, you're balancing your checkbook.
So, like, what... Okay, so we're saying, like, Chris is off the grid, but, like, okay, what exactly is, like, on the grid? Like, having a bank account?
There, I don't think there's a... I don't think there really is a off the grid.
Nowadays, no. Yeah, it's almost impossible.
Like,
yeah.
They can probably triangulate me where I'm at right now.
Well, the conspiracy that I saw... Right. Have you
They're
seen...
like, he was at McDonald's.
Well,
he
no, was, this is weird. A, yeah. So my Facebook, like, it's like, you may know this person or you may like this.
Yeah.
And it's like shit that I'm like, how do you know that I know this person?
Because they track your search history and like, not only they that, also go to your
or
phone
maybe
contacts.
That person Dude, was looking for me.
Not only that, I was at work the other day and like me and a coworker, I had my phone in my hand and we were talking about something and then I opened up like Facebook and there's an ad for what we were talking about right there. Yeah, I'm like, all right, this is fucking creepy.
Yeah, so it wasn't
that's happened
right.
more than once.
Yeah, that has to be a thing where like
Zuckerberg's always listening.
It's like, well, maybe not. It's just Google search. It'll be on the corner. But like, oh, the Tide's on sale. And it's like, what?
Right.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. Fuck you, Alexa. You're a bitch.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking was that, like, for the most part, you know, like Alexa and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're just like, I think we need more paper towels. And I'd be like, what? Paper towels. And then you'll get an advertisement for paper towels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like mostly mundane stuff, but that just means that it's listening the whole time. So I'm like, haven't they solved any crimes or used it as court evidence yet?
Yeah.
Because I swear there was a story about
I've seen Google
like,
Maps.
Alexa, like, stopping, like, of like domestic dispute or something like that.
Breaking
like,
it up
the police or something.
Why That's does Alexa creepy. Keep asking if I want to donate a cat or adopt a cat?
Like
I need to get some pussy.
Well, I've seen like Google Maps solves
the
some murders and shit
is
before.
Right around the corner.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, Google Maps has solved shit before. Like it'll pick up killers and stuff like
if you were a killer and
dude,
like
imagine
in,
that
in
being
the middle,
evidence like being so shitty
because
a
car,
of a murderer that the Google Maps car the fucking odds of that car being right next to you after you murdered somebody.
Can you just imagine if you're like in the midst of killing someone and Alexa's like, put it in, ordering a shovel.
It's like aiding and abetting.
Lime. Like, got some lime on the way. Two for one.
Locating the nearest pig farm.
Ordering bone saw.
Yeah.
Bone saw. Bone saw's ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then then Macho Man actually does come in and help you with the body disposal.
Much better than
he's dead.
No, he's not.
Oh yeah, you're right. He's not
podcast.
A conspiracy.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's all a conspiracy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There are no
the Google Maps thing.
They killed him. They killed him for Jack Link's reasons.
Yeah, right. The Google Maps was like, you know, the car that has like the cameras
Sasquatch.
On it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's driving around and it picked up a like truck, and in the back of the pickup truck there was a body.
What?
Yeah, and like. It was like a white female, and like it obviously got the license plate, so they figured out who did it.
Now it's a real crime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Not on my watch.
I mean, if it had been a black girl, they probably would have
just
ignored
rolls
it.
The black part of town, just like, yeah, nothing.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's horrible. Yeah. It's so true, though.
Probably.
There's like a world. I think. I think there's a worldwide conspiracy against the Africans.
Oh, for sure.
They're like trying to hold them down. They're trying to. Eliminate them, if you will.
Well, after we exploit them for their talents.
See, right.
We steal their music, their style. Think about it. Like, everything is influenced by hip-hop culture, yet hip-hop culture people, or like hip-hop artists, can only get so far.
Do you think everything is influenced by hip-hop culture?
I wouldn't say everything, but a majority of things.
I know Chris didn't want to talk about Trump earlier, but you think he's like bumping some chingy or like some young jock?
No, of course
in his
not.
House?
Yeah, you know, somebody from 15 years ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, hip hop wasn't around.
Appropriate
was,
for him.
Right.
Hip hop wasn't around when he was growing
Digital
up.
Underground.
Yeah.
He wasn't. He was already. You know,
run the jewels,
making his dad's money at that point. So like,
right.
Before hip hop didn't really get going until like the 90s. So anyone that was like in the 90s or born after the 90s, I think, is a big influence from that.
The thing about Trump,
just floating
don't
in his
even
pool
about
isn't into Buster Rhymes.
Not now. He's too old. But I guarantee you, his son is.
I don't like to talk about Trump as because I think his job is to divide us.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he, for sure, everything yeah. he says is...
Shia LaBeouf is right.
He says everything that he says to piss people off, and it works. And when people get pissed off about shit that's supposed to piss them off, you're, like, basically playing into their hands, and you're just being ignorant.
Well, he's just a distraction.
He does, what he does in the same way as, like...
Quit it. Stop.
He does what he does in the same way as religion. Like, he takes credit for all the wins, and he won't take credit for any losses.
Yeah.
He just ignores them. Like, oh, well, what about this?
He's like, I said it was going to be a loss. Yeah. It's like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He the basketball team, the Washington.
UCLA?
The Warriors.
They won. Golden State.
Oh, yeah,
Golden State.
They won.
They were disinvited.
Yeah, and then they were like, we don't want to go. And he's like, that's good because you're not invited now.
President Cartman.
Yeah.
Good job there, Chief.
Then LeBron called him a bum.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
It's the funniest fucking thing ever. See, like, if I was on a sports ball team, I'd be like, guys, we got to go do this shit because he's gonna shake everybody's hand, right? Then why doesn't everybody just give him the most bone crushing handshake?
Yeah,
like
he's got such dainty hands.
Yeah, exactly.
So like LeBron's like fucking
oven mitts. After the O line, it's just. Squish.
I'm sure he like has classes and shit where he learns how to do handshakes and whatnot.
Oh yeah,
I've seen that. All the presidents, like, there's a YouTube video about it too.
He's got some Krav Maga handshakes.
Yeah.
Where it's like when you do the handshake.
Sweep the finger.
Like, yeah, if you take a picture. Like, if
sweep the finger, Johnny.
No. Like,
dude, imagine that. Imagine, like, shaking his hand and he does that little.
Oh, yeah.
Just, no,
he pulls you in.
Your hand. Yeah, that's what he does. Like,
that's
you
part
ever
of it.
Seen him?
And then, like, when you take a photo, they say you always want to be on the right side of the person. Right. So when you shake their hand and you get the photo, your hand's on top.
Yeah.
To the picture, to the camera. It's so crazy. I saw a video about how all this stuff is like the posture. George Bush does it. All of them did that. All the way back to Nixon. It was all about you have to present like a strong front. Like at the UN meeting, he like pushed himself all the way to the front or whatever.
Right, yeah. And then flipped his coat.
That's why FDR had a blanket on his lap like it was fooling anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Polio blanket.
Well, that was...
Like everyone could tell I could walk under here, right? Yeah,
the conspiracy thing is like you're not a big strong person. You're putting up a front of being a strong person because that was one of the things they said was like you show more dominance or control. Like if you shake with one hand, but the other hand like goes up to like wrist, elbow, like the further up it goes, like the more control
that's
you have over that person.
That's why you don't wear like a Superman shirt. You're just asking to get shot.
Super bleeder.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're that tough? No, it's a shirt, man.
Yeah, see, I guess that's why I'm a hugger, because I just want to assert my dominance.
Yeah, show them how strong you are.
The nice, tight hug.
Yeah.
That was, was like, that's why I work out now, because I want to be so good at fucking hugging, man.
See, Chris is wearing a shirt to, like, counter-signal. Like, he's got an adorable cat on there.
Yeah.
But it
like,
no
one's
going to
be, like,
no
challenging him.
It should say no fucks given.
Right.
But I don't know, they
but
typo,
in my head.
I guess.
No, but that shows how hard you are.
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you about the art of war.
Yeah. You're about
cat.
To learn about the art of war today.
It's a cat, thing. Though. Cat wouldn't say fuck. That's more of a dog thing. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. I don't know, to be honest
Depends
with you.
Depends which one.
It's yeah, I guess.
Like
it's
a Doberman. There's like a Doberman on there
situation,
or something.
Because some cats are pretty standoffish and like.
Yeah. Like Silman's cat, Mitch. He's got a whole bit about tough cat. Tough cat.
Oh, yeah.
Burning
why don't
bits.
You just
burning more bits.
Yeah, why don't you just tell his entire bit on here?
We've done that for, like, everybody we know.
Right.
Just record his entire set.
Yeah.
You guys have been telling my jokes on here? You better?
No.
We are going to
You're
fight.
Never going to find out.
You're going to yeah.
You guys should probably listen. Maybe we did.
Yeah.
Downloads.
Hey, maybe if you get us in touch with your puppet master, then we can start talking about your
Yeah,
bits.
Dude. All this conspiracy. You got to know somebody that can, like, hook us up. Do I have to give a kidney or something on the internet just so we can get our podcast booming?
So you can get it booming.
David, do you think anyone wants any of our kidneys?
No.
I think you have to, like, do some seance type bullshit and sign a contract in blood to the devil and start raping kids.
Oh, there's blood contracts for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kanye West's mom died. Kevin Hart's mom died. Well, coincidence? I think not.
It goes from zero to Comet Pizza in a hurry.
Yeah.
It's that blood contract.
I don't understand the Comet
Pizza. Can someone please tell me that Comet Pizza thing? Because I heard about it, but I still have no idea.
How do people not believe that?
Pizzagate?
Well, the whole Pizzagate thing, they say it's fake, but that was the WikiLeaks thing. It was an email.
John Jacobs went there. You saw the video? When he went to D.C., he walked right up to the gate.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, they're closed.
Wait, they had an actual gate?
Yeah. Gate
it's a creepy
gate.
Looking fucking place.
It does look creepy. There's like vines growing up the building.
Yeah, it's
and
like
shit.
A sex dungeon.
It looks
dungeon.
Like a little house. It's you a just walk into someone's house.
Right. Yeah.
Bohemian Groves. It's a real fucking place.
Yep.
Giant burning owls and shit.
You're not allowed there.
Giant burning owls.
Yeah.
That's a conspiracy.
Is that what it is?
No, it's a giant owl. It's Moloch. It's like a Canaanite deity. Yeah.
And they have these big fires, and they get naked
old
and dance.
Canadian bullshit.
Good old Moloch.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Moloch, damn
all
it.
Of them been there, dude. McCain, all
hey,
of them
Moloch.
Been there.
Oh, yeah.
Bush, everybody.
Maybe Obama. Chris is trying
Clinton's
not to say
Obama.
It right so he doesn't summon him.
The Bilderberg Group, yeah. They all go there.
The Bilderberg Group?
The Bilderberg Group.
Oh, yeah. The Bilderberg Group?
No, not the
Bilderberg Group.
The Bilderberg Group?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to put conspiracy. Cute little glasses on him.
Then I'm
going to
fuck them.
Yeah, but could someone please tell me what Pizzagate was? Because it was a Hillary Clinton thing, right? Or
it was a DNC.
It's
thing.
All yeah politicians for the most part, but I think DNC took the hit.
Right, but what was it like?
It was a front for pedophile.
It was a place
ring?
That had ping pong and pizza that kids went to. That they allege like congressional people were ordering kids from using pizza as code to fuck the kids.
Oh.
It's like that 80s movie Loverboy with Patrick Dempsey.
But they
you ever seen
I don't know
that?
Why you would do that when you could just fuck the pizza.
No. He would deliver pies.
Yeah, there's perfectly good pizza right, here. Yeah.
He was a college kid trying to pay
stuff
his tuition.
That gross.
So like what if they ordered a calzone? Like what does that mean?
No, what I'm saying is, no, I'm gonna tell you. In Loverboy,
right.
In the 80s movie. It's a great
not
fucking movie.
Yeah.
No, it's a great movie, all right.
I'm gonna get my red jeans.
He's ordering pizza or he's a pizza delivery guy. Right. And he's trying to pay student loans, so these rich housewives would call and order pizza with
holy
extra
shit.
Anchovies. Yeah.
Student loans was a premise in the 80s?
Oh, yeah, it was huge.
We are fucked.
Not student loans, tuition.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, tuition.
Okay, yeah.
So he's trying to pay his tuition, and he's fucking all these housewives. And some of them just wanted to talk. They just wanted someone to hang out with because their husband
so,
worked all the time.
He was like, it's 1986, I need
$120
so
order...
for the semester.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Room and board's an extra 60, I can't swing it. But so they would call and order extra anchovies, and that right. meant that he had to be the delivery guy, and he would go there and.
Why would anchovies like? Why
so
would it not
like,
be sausage?
Yeah, it's kind of like that movie, except for with child molestation.
Yeah, it's way worse. It's way worse. But that's how they'd order it. They'd be right. like, "I want a slice. I want a Sicilian style pizza."
Right. Oh.
Oh.
That's
I
where
know.
He wants a square dick.
Yeah. Right.
So that they try to cover up that whole Pizzagate thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, no, there's no way that could be happening. But one of the guys that was Bill Clinton's buddy, and I think Clinton parted him. He had that sex island.
Yeah,
yeah. That
what
Clinton used
name?
To go to. I don't remember his name.
But he was a big friend of that Harvey Weinstein guy too. And he had an island somewhere where like the big politicians would go and rape kids. Man,
yeah.
Human trafficking.
Was it the Girls Gone Wild guy? Because he owns an island.
Not anymore. I think he got
I'm sure he doesn't own Highland
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, he's probably fucking poor. That was a horrible investment,
now he
by the
lives
way.
On an island.
Why can't you not just get an island to get the fuck away from people?
My
like, why
is
there got to be an ulterior
mind.
Motive?
Yeah.
That's true. I see you.
Well, if you're rich like that to afford an island, that's all you have is ulterior
Dude,
motives.
Yeah. Richard Branson has an island in the Caymans that I think they just
got
hung
wrecked
out
on the
with
hurricane.
During Maria or something
yeah,
like
it got
that.
Destroyed.
They're just like, yeah, let's just... Hang out.
Tax write off.
I was hanging out in the wine cellar.
Yeah, yeah Richard Branson. I want him to go to Mars. Go check it out for me, Richard.
I'm like, it's really rough. Your house got destroyed when you were in your fucking wine cellar.
Yeah.
You poor bastard.
Yeah.
It was like
one of your houses, by the way. One of your houses.
Right. He was like water skiing the next day. He was like, oh, that was scary.
Yeah. Do something new every day. Oh, wait, you have to go to work. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
What wait for the weekends.
Yeah.
Oh wait, you don't have any money.
What about that 8 hours between?
Maybe
you know,
was
when
just
you're
talking about.
Work?
Yeah.
You could have different suicidal ideation every day. Like different methods.
You did a different
you would think.
Kind of donut from the break room.
Yeah. So like, you know what?
Live dangerously.
Today I'm going to get to work 10 minutes early so I can get the sprinkle donut.
Yeah.
It's always the first to go.
You could take one of the later days off your word of the day calendar.
Oh my God.
Live on the edge.
You fucking
I'm taking one out of July.
You savage. You savage. How dare you?
Yeah, I was like, you gregarious something. I was like, yeah, that was my word of the day.
Gregarious.
Yeah. Talky.
I don't know what that is.
It means very talkative, friendly, outgoing.
Talky or gregarious?
Gregarious means you're talking.
Oh, okay. I'm an idiot.
You're my favorite part of the show.
Why? Because I am the outcast or whatever you want to call me?
You are the podcast.
Because you make us big in Arkansas.
I make you big in Arkansas.
The numbers go up in Iowa.
Not everyone's going to know the word gregarious, okay?
That's why I like that you're here, because like, we would just keep going.
Yeah.
No, actually, I just said gregarious, and I didn't know what it meant.
Oh. I know what it means.
Oh, yeah. Don't try to backtrack now, Matt.
Take that college.
No, yeah, take that college. I dropped out, motherfuckers. I just take that
auger plate, Johnson.
I read the dictionary. Like
it's a fun word to say. There's a lot of fun words.
Yeah.
Indubitably is probably one of my favorite words to say.
I like
and I have no idea what it means.
Yeah.
But what'd you say, Seam?
I like sesquipedalian.
Sex with an alien? I'm all for that, dude.
Sesquipedalian.
Oh, okay. What does that mean?
It's a word that means of or pertaining to long words.
So silly. They'll always do that. They'll have like some... It's like some crazy scientific Latin word, and it means pill. It's like, fuck you. Pill. Like, what's wrong with you?
What the hell is a placebo?
That's a giant long word that just defines giant long words.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
It has no reason to exist.
You know what's another word? It's just irony. That's just irony. A short little word, and that's what it means.
Yeah.
No.
There's some nerd going like, hey.
Sex with an alien.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
You guys want to talk about aliens?
Yeah, let's talk about aliens.
Actually, Pensacola is a big sighting for aliens.
That's because there's really dumb rednecks that live there. They're like, hey, John. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Dale, you
see that light out there in the water? You think that's an alien?
Yeah.
Yes.
What else you think it could be?
Yeah.
How many kegs we drink tonight? Are you sure we're not drunk?
Aliens got inner tubes.
Yeah. Is that how it's like?
No, I don't know.
It's at the beach though, so it's not all the good old boys hanging out like by the lake, going like, "Hey, Dale."
Yeah,
yeah. Is there an Air Force base or some kind of military base?
Yeah, there's
like three
of them.
That's why
it's all swamp
gas, right?
It's just
they're probably testing things.
Yeah, no, there was do you remember the mother of all bombs?
Moab?
The one that went down in Afghanistan?
Yeah. When they first tested it, it was at like Eglin Air Force Base. So they had it on the news. They're like, if you hear a loud boom and a rumble or something like that,
conspiracy. It's
okay. It's us testing this gigantic $30 million bomb.
It's okay. It's just a bomb.
No need to worry.
Yeah, it's just a bomb going off by your house.
Okay. Isn't that great, though?
Yeah, go get in your fridge, Indiana Jones.
Matt, isn't it great? It's like,
that would kill him, by the way. You can't live in a fridge.
It's like,
you can't breathe if you're in a fridge.
Or have a pet.
Yeah, do not put your pets or people in refrigerators. There's no air in there.
Right. You can't get out.
Yeah, right. you can't get out. This message has been brought to you by How to Die Alone. Climb in a refrigerator. That's how you die alone.
I could figure it out with just a box that it came in. Yeah. My dumb ass.
Yeah.
I check it out. I put it on the side. I could just crawl in.
Kick it out and start panicking.
David's just trying to flex his way out. God damn it, B-Tag.
Fucking GE.
He's like, cut me out. And they just start stabbing the box.
Matt, you're cutting me. You're hitting me.
I knew I shouldn't have trusted children.
Yeah. So have you guys ever seen a UFO before?
No.
I have.
You know you haven't, for real?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, exactly. I was little, but it was pretty creepy.
Yeah. It was pretty creepy? A creepy story? I'm down.
Yeah, I was at home at my grandma's house. And
super creepy.
Where at?
This is in Colonial Beach, Virginia, small town.
Had to be.
Yeah, well, there's a Dahlgren.
Virginia's for aliens, right?
A Navy base called Dahlgren that's nearby.
Dahlgren?
Yeah, Dahlgren, I believe.
That's not the spelling.
Yeah, it's something along those lines.
I like that everything in Virginia is spelled exactly like it doesn't sound.
Yeah. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
That's
Norfolk.
But no, like, I was at my grandma's house, and my aunt was, like, down the road at her friend's house. So I'm home by myself. It's, like, 9 o'clock at night. I'm, like, 10 maybe. I let the dogs out front, and I remember going out there, and I looked up and just saw like it was pretty high. I don't know how high, but I just remember seeing
how high was it?
Yeah, right. I just remember seeing a spherical shaped thing flying through the air, and it had lights underneath it in a round circular pattern.
No way. How old were you?
I was probably like 10.
Wow.
And I'll never forget
that. That's a good age, though. You would remember something like
that.
Yeah,
it's pretty creepy. And then what I did, my dumbass like goes in the house, like locks the door, freaks out. I get a flashlight and light all these candles.
And you left the dogs outside?
Yeah. No, I brought them in. So I brought the dogs in.
They can handle it.
Yeah. Well, no, I brought the dogs in to be with me. I had a flashlight. I lit all these candles in case the power went out.
So it scared the shit out of you then.
Yeah. Right? Oh, it scared the shit out of me. So I had the flashlight. Right. And then I'm thinking, I'll lock the doors. They can't get in. It's like, well, they're fucking aliens. They'll be able to just like beam through the walls. Yeah. So now I'm playing out all these crazy scenarios of like these little green men coming through the fucking windows. Yeah. And I'm going to blind them with a flashlight. Like that's going to save me.
Well, I like that you were 10 and you still knew about like telepathy and shit. Yeah.
X-Files, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was huge back then. Yeah, by the way. And I never watched it. That and Unsolved Mysteries scared the living shit out of me.
Oh, yeah, Unsolved
Mysteries. Robert Stack's voice still gives me nightmares.
Just that guy was so creepy.
Oh, it was,
why the trench coat? Why was that necessary?
Because it went with the voice.
Because he was always like...
Didn't they do ghost
and the
stories?
Intro? Oh, they did all that, dude. I'm afraid of ghosts. I'm
walking
afraid
of
the dark.
Of the
did you see that one ghost story on Unsolved Mysteries about that guy chopping the wood out? He was chopping wood out in the middle of nowhere. And he chops his leg and he bleeds to death. And then years later... They build the Toys R Us on top of the place. So the Toys R Us is haunted as fuck. And like they're seeing this guy walk around like
he cut his leg
super
off.
Creepy.
How's he walking around?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because he's a specter.
He's a
dude.
Ghost.
Yeah.
So the specter has a peg leg?
I've seen a ghost. I've never seen a UFO, but I've seen a
ghost. You never
before.
See a full ghost. You just see like the upper part of the apparition. You never see like,
imagine
like
if there's
face.
Just like a bottom part of a ghost walking around, just like bumping into
I
shit.
Saw the ghost of Colonel Sanders. The ghost of Colonel Sanders, a floating head.
Can you just imagine? Like,
I swear to God.
The ghost of like,
what? Okay, I gotta hear this.
The ghost of Marie Antoinette just rolling down French streets.
No,
she's like, that's the bourgeoisie.
I lived in a trailer in Hudson, and I'd sleep with the door open because I'm afraid of the dark. And
wait.
I woke up and
you slept in a trailer, but you left the door open because you were afraid of the dark?
Yeah. Well, the trailer was a trailer community. It's not like, you know.
Okay.
By myself.
Yeah,
but anyway.
A raccoon came in.
So my girlfriend was working. My girlfriend was working nights. And I remember waking up and I just watched as the shoulders and head of Colonel Sanders came floating into the room.
Was someone just carrying a bucket of chicken?
Oh my God. His face.
You're like, damn, I'm hungry.
His face. And it was the real Colonel. This wasn't like Norm MacDonald or like...
or Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah, none of them.
Frager like it.
So he came in the room, looked at me.
Colonel Sanders.
He came in the room, looked at me, smiled, and then... And then
gave
ascended,
you a $5 box.
And then his head just and his shoulders ascended through the roof.
What?
And I went back to bed. I was scared as shit, though, the whole time. I swear to God this happened. I don't know how. I mean, you wake up in the middle of the night, I was probably groggy and dreaming about chicken. I mean, if I'm being honest.
How much KFC do you have to eat to get Colonel Sanders to visit you?
I don't know, dude.
Get the ghost of Colonel Sanders.
It's like every 50th
visit.
David,
you are my best customer.
Right?
I bought a lot of mint juleps because of you.
I paid for so many of those fucking suits. It's ridiculous.
All those tweed vests or whatever. I just wanted to say tweed vests.
So you've seen a UFO and you've seen a ghost.
Well, I mean, like I said, I woke up at 3.
Allegedly.
So you just kind
of. All of this is
well,
alleged.
3 o'clock. Yeah, well, 3 o'clock is the hot time.
So you're
the
saying
dead
he's
zone.
A conspiracy. Right. You're a walking conspiracy theory.
Yeah, well, the dead time is like from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. They say if like you wake up between, I think, those hours, either someone's staring at you or.
See, that's what I kind of...
Wait,
I believe,
someone's always staring at
I believe in
those?
Ultra-terrestrials, like we live in...
Different dimensions,
oh, there's,
for sure.
And there's, like, always things around
like
us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's people in here right now, but our brains don't have the power, the mind power to perceive them.
That's
right.
What I'm saying. Like, your thing is how to die alone, but you're really never alone. Like that movie Ghost.
No, you're really
when
never
you
alive.
Die, black shadow people grab you.
Yeah.
That was so terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're never making pottery alone either. So
yeah.
It's always like,
get dead, Willie.
Yeah.
Get dead.
Fucking Patrick Swayze.
Get dead, Willie. And then the shadows come and get him.
Oh, dude, that movie was so terrifying. Good, and they do. They make those scary groans.
Yeah, it's so creepy.
And they like come out of the shadows.
See, which would be scarier, like a loud ghost? Or
they actually did that on Rick and Morty.
Walks around and stares. Yeah, they did. He was like, I should have trusted you.
Yeah.
Their religion was real. What? Of course it was real.
Yeah.
I mean, that movie's such a... Because, like, what's worse, being a dead person as a ghost or Whoopi Goldberg? Like, that is a hard toss-up right
not
there.
Not eyebrows. Yeah. Or being one of the most successful people of, like, cinema and stage.
Well, we like your work in Sister Act. How about another one?
Back in the habit. Let's put Lauryn Hill in there. Cool.
Yeah, he's like a ghost, though, but he's got to watch his wife get banged every night. Yeah, it's terrible.
Just go ahead and say it, man.
Just like banged.
Yeah.
No, you say it.
You say it.
No.
It's the word of the day every day.
Oh my god!
Word, you said the word.
Just getting ghost cucked.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate cuckery. Like,
well, he fucks with
an eternity of watching
He like fucks with him in the kitchen. He's like pushing him around, like turning all the knobs. So he grabs a knife. It's like, what are you going to stab the air? Like, get the fuck out. Oh, no. He threatened to kill her. That's right.
He's going
to
jack off and shoot ectoplasm all over him.
It was a spooky ghost.
Yeah. I got slimed.
Where's Dan Aykroyd when you need him?
God damn it. Did you sneeze on me?
Oh my god. Yeah.
So what else? Have you seen the Sasquatch, David?
No, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
David's her resident.
Have you been confused?
I know.
Have you been confused with Sasquatch?
Oh.
My friend said he saw the
David's
skunk
big and burly and could found
never
in
seen
the woods.
That, or the chupacabra. I've never seen anything like
that.
Yeah,
the chupacabra.
Just I've heard doors close and shit.
Yeah,
my mom's ex boyfriend.
Heard doors closed.
Yeah,
no, just
I've
by themselves. No, like my mom's ex boyfriend.
I've never heard a door close in my life.
No, my mom's ex boyfriend worked in a funeral home, and he's like, he would be the last one there because he was like the manager and director or whatever.
Right.
So like when you go to leave, he'd close all the doors and then go back to his office to get his briefcase, and then like all the doors would be open again. Shit like that would happen all the time.
So you heard doors open, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
Like, everyone knows doors are supposed
to
be silent.
That was him.
You know what? All
that
of those
him.
Are doors of opportunity.
Yeah.
That's right. One closes, another one opens.
I would always threaten
that's
people.
That's also called prison. I didn't know if y'all knew that.
I would always threaten people, like, if I was a ghost, I'm going to come back and take your toothbrush and put it in the toilet.
Just be super annoying.
Just do, like, those little annoying things, sure.
Yeah.
So I had a theory is that, like, that's how the afterlife works, or that's how haunting works, is that it's kind of like Chuck E. Cheese, where that, like, they could just go to the ghost arcade, get a bunch of tokens or, like, get tickets. And then whatever they want to do to us, they're like, okay, if you want to throw a book, that's 10 tokens. Okay, if you want to make a spooky noise, that's 25.
Yeah. Colonel Sanders is like, what if I want to come back just my shoulders and head?
And they're like, that's a lot of skee ball, Colonel. He's like, I got time.
I got plenty of this KFC money.
I like that your afterlife.
KFC mailbox money.
Your afterlife is like hyper-capitalism.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like there's got to be a currency exchange rate here.
Yeah, there's got to be tokens or ghost coins.
How is capitalism not like communism if you pay taxes? You know, communism, you're all benefiting for the common good, but taxes it's the exact same fucking thing.
Right.
Well, I just wanted to say that.
The difference between capitalism and communism is with communism, you kill your own citizens. We take
that. No,
shit
see,
abroad.
That's not true. That's like an Americanized version of it.
Well, of course,
there's got to be a dictator and
well,
that's everyone we've ever seen.
Well, capitalism is the belief that you have the freedoms to do this yourself and rise up and be your own whatever yourself, and that's not always true.
It's still not true because you're spending money that
somebody
printed.
Yeah, but that's
the belief.
That's the American dream. That's why capitalism thrives. Whereas communism, everyone knows, like, oh, well, we just got to do what he says.
Well, that's the thing that
but there's a facade, put over you.
Yeah.
We really don't even have that here. We don't even really have capitalism because you're just, like, sending the government to go get shit from other countries
pretty much
for businesses here.
Did you know that did you know the whole I was going to talk about,
I think,
the
whatever
economy.
I don't know what's going on, I just say true.
Well, we grow some things. We grow tobacco and corn.
Well, did you know that we
Monsanto the most semiconductors
like foreign aid in the national debt, we give like $2 million or $2 billion every year to Israel. Mm-hmm. And instead of doing it quarterly, we give them to them in a one lump sum in the beginning of the year, and then they take that money and they invest it back into America, so we give them interest on the money that we've just given them.
Yeah.
So it turns out being like $4 or $5 billion in financial aid when it's all said and done.
Awesome.
But the American economy is going to collapse.
Right.
Oh, for sure. That's what's coming, dude.
But this is the thing. If anybody's listening out there, buy silver. Well, look. They this is how it goes. If the economy collapses, the dollar is the linchpin.
Look,
you know, for the entire global economy.
So you can beat skip silver.
Yeah. Skip silver by lead.
No.
You're going to want bullets.
Silver is so cheap.
No.
Gold is so expensive. When the economy collapses, Chris, everybody's going to rush to buy silver, and the price is going to skyrocket. If you already
have
it, you're going to be gold.
When you have enough small arms, all their gold is your gold.
Yeah.
You just bring guns and you take their gold.
For all those people out there without their own
gold
small
seizure,
army,
you ever heard of that
silver.
Back in the 1920s?
That would be my apocalypse plan.
What
I'm just going to get
the gold seizure. They did.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's when they changed money. Money used to be backed by gold.
Right.
Now
gold,
it's just legal tender on
it.
So what they did was they had the gold seizure. So they take anything that you had that was actually worth a value from you.
Uh-huh.
They melted it down and then gave you this money.
It was against the law to hold a certain amount of gold.
Yeah.
This is the thing, though. Gold only has money in terms of currency. Gold doesn't really have
value. That's not true. That's so not true.
Absolutely true.
No, it's not.
It's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy. But in the 60s and 70s during Vietnam, Nixon, all the countries that had invested in America and given us our gold for war bonds or whatever, they tried to get their money back because they saw us producing all these bombs and guns and spending. And they're like, there's no way they have this in gold. So they tried to get their money or their gold back. And Nixon was like, oh, we're at war. No, thank you.
Yeah,
and basically fucking gave a finger to the entire world.
That's what I'm saying. Are they going to somehow come and take the gold when you have the guns?
See, I think Fort Knox is empty.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I was like, isn't that the rumor that like Fort Knox is actually fucking empty?
Oh, it's definitely empty.
So it's just, like, again, it's like Chris Schubach.
How is gold, doesn't gold reflect the radiation of the sun? Like, don't they need it in the spaceships and everything?
Like cosmic rays?
Yeah, don't you need gold to go to the moon? It's not.
How often are
it's not just a shiny element.
How often are we doing that?
But
I mean, cosmic rays pass through just about everything we have, and gold is also so heavy that you can't. Sorry, I'm just thinking about like having a gold-plated spaceship. So
yeah.
I'm like, that's fiscally irresponsible.
And the whole monoatomic gold too, like white powder gold.
Oh, I have no idea.
Supposedly,
that is.
It's like the fountain of youth.
Oh, have you seen
if you
the?
Eat
I've
it.
Never heard of well, that.
Okay,
yeah,
that
sounds good, though.
Oh, I bet you there's some fucking billionaire out there eating gold right now.
So, Chris,
well, I know they burn diamonds. I know they burn diamonds in Russia. And
well, diamonds are pretty much useless.
Yeah, but I mean, well, you can use them for
marriage, marrying a girl.
Dude,
yeah.
It's just all carbon.
No, yeah,
and
but
diamonds
no.
aren't rare either.
No,
that's what I'm saying. They burn them.
Well,
so
yeah,
that way they supply and demand. They keep the
give me the blood diamond.
Yeah, they keep the supply.
Diamonds
up.
You can actually use to drill shit though. They put them in drill tips and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
diamond bits.
Yeah, and
that's what I'm saying. There's use
to
them.
Video inputs.
Yeah,
that's super awesome.
Yeah, diamond has diamond and gold have purposes, sure, but like it's very small purposes and very like edge case scenarios. Like
I don't know. I don't know if I totally agree.
So we're getting cucked by them. Is that what you're saying?
God damn it.
You're getting cucked.
I wanna get Chris.
Diamond cucked.
Yeah.
Since you're the guest, what's your take on the Philadelphia experiment?
Every time I hear the Philadelphia experiment, I think of that movie with Tom Hanks where he dies of AIDS.
Philadelphia? It's a good movie.
No, the Philadelphia experiment. I really haven't looked into that too much, but isn't
is
that where
that?
They tried to make a ship disappear?
Yeah, they tried to make a ship disappear in the Philadelphia harbor.
And then they brought it back. They were using, that was like one of Tesla's things they were
using. Yeah, they had Tesla coils on the boat.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, it's the USS Eldridge supposedly disappeared, but
right. This
guy tried to document it, and he passed it off to another guy. His name was Jessup. Like, I can't remember his first name. And Jessup didn't buy it to begin with, but, like, he kept getting more and more evidence. So, like, he made it his life's work.
Right.
And then, like...
Oh, God. Anytime somebody said, oh, it's my life's work to either prove or disprove something, I'm like, oh, man.
Snore.
And then...
Yeah, I was like, that's...
No, that's
not unless
better.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It didn't work out. He couldn't prove it to anybody, and so he killed himself.
Yeah
see?
That'll happen.
See? All I had to say is, like, life's work, guy's dead.
Yeah.
Like that's what happens.
No.
Anytime they're
Colonel
like
Sanders, and my last work is making tasted cheese.
That's cool.
Yeah,
though.
Now look where he is, dead.
Yeah.
Well,
floating
so
around David's
haunted by Colonel Sanders.
He's in the trailer. My girlfriend's parents live in that trailer now, and I don't know how to do it. We moved out. I'm like, getting the fuck out of here, love.
Yeah.
No, that's what Is that what they think happens at the Bermuda Triangle?
No, it's different, because what they
isn't
said happened with this boat...
It's like magnetic shit or something, isn't it?
Yeah, they said the boat disappeared, reappeared somewhere else, a different point in time, came back, and some of the sailors got actually trapped in the hull of the boat.
Yeah, they were like embedded like in the walls. Like they started... Like the it dematerialized, well, like, and people are like, what's going on?
Like
and they're
Star
walking around.
Han Solo and the Carbonite or whatever?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Isn't that terrible?
What the fuck?
See, would it be better to be...
Hold on, when did this happen?
1948 or 49, I think.
Sorry, Matt, I'm just trying to figure out.
So that was like Tony Stark's dad did it, right?
Tony Stark, yeah.
Tesla had a lot of cool inventions.
Well, I know Tesla was a beast. He was way ahead of his time.
Yeah, like the death ray. You ever hear about the Tesla death ray?
Oh, no. Please tell me about
yeah.
that.
It was just a death ray. Fucking
yeah,
you guys know what a death ray is,
right?
With free Wi-Fi that he wanted to give to everybody.
Well, there's like a bunch of technology using sound.
Oh yeah,
sonar.
Like that's how I think the pyramids were built. They were built with sound. I don't think a bunch of
sonar.
I don't think a bunch of people hauled million-pound rocks up and stacked them on top of each other. Not sonar, sound. Like,
they weren't people. They were slaves.
Yeah. Right. I apologize. Yeah. I apologize to us non-slaves.
Right. Well, yeah.
That was like that meme. It was like a picture of the pyramids.
Such an elitist.
And it says slavery. Get shit done. Like, yeah. It's so horrible, but
well, that's why America.
The pyramids got built,
that's why America kicks ass now, because we had slaves back in the day.
And we still do, dude. They're just in prison.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
not just that.
Yeah,
you also have
they
an
just made
iPhone,
the cage
right?
They're in the work camp, people,
yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah,
you have an iPhone.
Privatized.
You have clothes you bought from Walmart or something. Like
yeah,
there's still slavery.
Oh yeah.
China,
we've exported
iPhone,
it.
Your
wasn't
iPhones.
Wasn't it Libya? Was that
every time you drink coffee, you're supporting slavery?
I think
somebody had to pick those beans.
Yeah, right now Libya.
Slave coffee.
Yeah. Whatever you love depended on somebody's misery to make.
No,
yeah.
Like as we're talking in Libya, they're like literally trading slaves or slave trade.
Do you know
open.
What's going
the
on over in
just
Europe
like,
right now? Europe is like up in shambles with the whole Muslim immigration thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah. All
oh,
refugees.
Dude, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Europe's going to be the first to go.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna,
well, they had the
economy's going to collapse
shit.
Or
yeah.
The riots are going to break out. I think riots are already breaking out, but they don't show us that shit on TV.
No, of course not.
Because they don't want us to freak out. Stop
we're
buying stuff.
We're too busy distracted by our president.
Yeah, don't stop buying stuff. It's Christmas time.
My favorite
happy.
My favorite word to come out of that is Europe, and they combined it with Arabia to make Eurabia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eurabia.
I'm just like, that's so clever.
Well, like the whole Brexit thing.
You better guard Uranus, because your ass is going to get killed. Honestly.
Dude, it's not cool, man. It's bad over there.
Oh, for sure.
People are afraid to come out of their houses, and people are getting raped. And
so what's the difference between there and here, then?
It's
someone will hide to kill her.
It's real there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but we're heading that way, man.
We're
it's going to be like that.
We're not in like Detroit or Chicago or something, man.
No. But still, Chicago is like...
When are we getting our Muslims?
Well, we've already got a lot of refugees.
You know where they are mostly is Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah. For some bizarre reason, they all migrate to Minnesota.
Yeah. Praise Allah, E.
Don't you know?
Don't you know? Praise Allah.
They're going to change the name to Mecca-soda.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what's going to happen. That's
everybody
funny.
Go Vikings and Allah.
E. Dude, that's amazing.
That's a really cold place. They're coming from the desert. Maybe they just want to be around snow. They're like, we're sick of this hot shit.
Yeah.
Let's go where it's cold.
Well, that was that whole Brexit thing. The England jumped out of the Union.
Yeah.
And so they didn't have to take in any immigrants.
That was part of it.
Yeah. Because of the fucking English people.
Well, that
the other
and
part
that
is
the
they,
was
they were paying a shit ton of debt for Spain and Greece. And they were like, well, we're not going to fix either of our countries. And it's like, and we're going to keep giving you money.
Exactly. Yeah,
right. We'll just leave. And everyone's like, it's a terrible idea. I'm like,
yeah.
Is it?
Well, the world is controlled by like three or four city states, which Washington, D.C. is a city state. It's not actually part of the United States.
Yeah.
What, the Vatican?
The city of London, which is in London, is a city-state, too. It's not part of London. The queen actually has to ask permission to go into the city of London, and then the Vatican.
Yeah, the Vatican.
Oh, yeah, and
one.
Then the UN in New York is
yeah,
another
UN's
city-state.
Another one, yeah.
Yeah, the UN well, is the army of the future.
That's what always. I remember in high school questioning, because we were in, like, government class, and they're like, yeah, Washington, D.C. is not actually a state. It's not actually – it's just a district. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean?
District
they're like,
of Columbia.
They're like, well –
you've seen Hunger Games.
Hold on. They're like, well,
like yeah.
You can't even vote. I'm like, wait a minute. So that while no, can, where all the vote. Politicians live, you're not allowed to
just
vote.
Just doesn't matter very much.
That's yeah, it's me? Like voting in Puerto Rico. Yeah. Like nobody right. cares.
It's just like a it's like a mock vote. Yeah. What is yeah. this shit?
Or
dude?
Voting in Venezuela. It's yeah, like yeah. the same thing.
It's 3.5 million blank sheets of paper.
You know what's funny? It's like crazy. When I went there, I saw all these license plates, like official DC license plates that said taxation without representation. I'm like, the government even acknowledges it.
Exactly, like what you're doing. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
DC scares me.
So, Chris.
Yeah, DC scares me.
What about the 13 bloodlines?
I want to ask Chris about a very specific.
Dude, I'm learning a lot today. Conspiracy theory. I have not gotten in. Like, I'm very fringe conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love this one.
Yeah, so I think I know
Chris. I'm like super into all
yeah,
that
Yeah, I only
shit.
Get like Chris. The popular mainstream conspiracies. Like, I thought I had heard about the Philadelphia experiment, but I had no. It's like. You just hear stuff. I think that's part of the conspiracies that you just hear the fringe of it, but like once you get into the nitty gritty,
yeah, yeah, that's where the real conspiracy. I don't like people that are so quick to dismiss shit without having like researched it.
Oh yeah,
because people
like that just sounds crazy, and it's like yeah, because you've never heard anything like that. You're too busy trapped in your little bubble.
Yeah,
you go to your cubicle every day. You have your daily routine. Here comes my thought that's totally different than anything you've ever been taught your entire life. Of course, it's going to sound crazy.
That's why the one thing I would like about being a parent and getting to teach a kid is young people in general,
fresh hard drive. You can download whatever you want onto it.
young people trust their parents and what their parents tell them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you trace it all back, you're listening to somebody that really doesn't know what they're talking about. Nobody knows what's fucking going on.
Oh,
nobody
yeah,
knows
sure.
why we're here. That's so why thing, should though. You trust or believe anything anybody says? You got to find out for yourself.
Yeah, I was talking about that the other day. It's like I hit an age. I think it was like 16 or 17 when I got that point where it's like, oh, my parents. They're just people. They don't know everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but when you're a kid, you're like, hey, Dad, how does this work? Hey, Ma, how does this work? And then they tell you.
Yeah.
So you think they know everything. And then you hit an age and you have that flipping point where you're like, oh, you're just a person.
Yeah,
you're really not that smart.
Yeah, you're not very smart. Like, yeah.
Right. You live the water boy life for a while.
Yeah. It's
He's
so
like,
weird.
I used to play football and then I got your mom pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Chris, I wanted to ask you a very specific conspiracy. I want to end on this one. What do you think about MK Ultra?
The mind control thing
for sure happened.
It's creepy. Yeah, yeah.
It started out as Project Paperclip.
I was like, please tell me the background of it, and then get into the nitty gritty.
Yeah, it started about Project Paperclip. It was actually a German.
That goddamn
thing,
Microsoft which, paperclip.
No, that's what they call. Oh no, it was called Operation Paperclip. I'm sorry. that's where we stole all the German scientists. To do the Manhattan Project eventually.
Right.
Do you steal
but during
the
that
scientists
time,
or do you kidnap?
Well, kidnap them, steal, whatever you want to say, whatever terminology you want to use. But
invited?
Yeah. But no, MK Ultra, the mind control was actually Hitler. Hitler was doing that. We stole that idea from him.
Right. Yeah. Well, with the LSD.
He was doing a lot of occult shit too. That
we
stole from him.
No, just like.
Well, I think we were doing.
We were
it
just
too.
Biting
yeah,
on Hitler's
like,
yeah.
LSD, any of that shit where you can fuck with these kids or you get them at a young age.
Yeah. What's up with all these kids in here?
Exactly, dude. Exactly. No, the CIA.
Club,
the CIA. What they do is they. If you work for the CIA, I've seen heard stories where like they'll volunteer your kid and then they brainwash them and then you get people like Katy Perry.
They just call that church.
You ever seen? You ever
well,
seen?
This is the modern.
You ever seen that comparison?
Like that.
The side by side comparison of Taylor
Bonnet.
Swift
oh, no.
and Anton LaVey's wife.
Mm-mm.
They look exactly the fucking same.
A lot of people say Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey. That's that conspiracy.
Yeah,
but yeah, but MK Ultra is essentially mind control.
Yeah,
I would need to inspect Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Katy, if you're listening,
hands on inspection.
Oh yeah, like no. Beyonce. Yeah, they say Beyonce's ate up with it too.
I do most of
mad
beta. I do most.
Oh, Jay Z, all of.
Oh yeah, well Jay-Z's fucking he's got
he's
so much money
the...
he can buy a team and move it to a city. Like it'd be like me, like, hey, I like that basketball team over there. They play in St. Pete now.
Yeah. No, well he's part of the 13 bloodlines, that's what I was asking you about.
Yeah. Is he part of the
too.
13 bloodlines?
So is Obama apparently.
Yeah.
The blue bloods.
Oh well, yeah, yeah. Obama he's the great mystery man. Where did he come from?
So what do you think?
He's
about...
just an eloquent speaker.
Could
that's
be an
why
alien.
He became president.
He's kinda got a big dome.
Because
he talks
so eloquently it makes everybody relax.
That motherfucker couldn't even pass Toastmasters with all those uhs and ums though. Jesus.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's eloquent. I'm like, you're.
I don't get
racist.
That. I don't get
like,
that. Like everybody thinks
like you're.
Everybody thinks that he was such a great president. Like, He was just doing what people told him to do. That's what all presidents do. No, presidents actually do shit.
Getting the Nobel Peace Prize as he's doing a bombing run in Yemen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just killing people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Presidents are just like the cover page. You know what I mean? Make it look pretty.
That's what I said. They stand in front of the mascots. That's why I'm like, that's why I cut most presidents a break for the most part, because it's just like, You can't be in charge of all that shit.
Judd Apatow has, if you've seen his new special, he has a bit where he was like at the DNC dinner or some shit.
Yeah.
And during that time, Obama was there. But meanwhile, the operation to kill Osama bin Laden was going on while they're at this dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And then he makes the announcement like halfway through the dinner. He goes out and does that speech on TV. And they came back to the dinner.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's fucking nuts. Judd Apatow's like, that's crazy. I'm sitting here having dinner with the president and all these people. Meanwhile, there's an operation going on to kill.
Then Obama brings up his champagne flute. He's like, we killed that motherfucker?
did you ever see that one, that President Bush interview where he's out in the golf course? And he's like, we will hunt down terrorists wherever they are.
And watch me hit this drive.
Now watch this drive.
Fucking rips it.
That's why Bush League is a word.
Yeah, right. That's where it comes from.
Yeah, it's where it comes from, yeah.
Yeah, that's
the CIA. That's his grandfather.
Yeah.
Kurt Bush, or whatever his name was like the head of the CIA back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Awesome. When MK Ultra started, see, it's full circle.
Boom.
MK Ultra is scary.
Bush Senior is basically why Iran is the way it is, because he was part of the CIA when they overthrew Mossadegh.
Yeah.
Have
you guys looked into HARP at all? What HARP is?
Yeah, for the weather control outside
high level,
Alaska.
Like they're blasting the ionosphere and
what?
Stuff.
I mean, we did just have like four fucking
Cobra Commander shit.
No, it's not Cobra Commander.
They control the weather, bro.
They control
the
weather.
That's what Cobra Commander does.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
He has a weather manipulation.
No, that's Captain
machine.
Planet. Come on now.
Right. He's a hero, man.
He's our hero. He's going to take pollution down to zero.
What? Bad guys who like to loot and plunder. Yeah.
Oh,
we're singing
awesome.
Captain
See?
Planet song.
See, we're brainwashed.
The tears you could be
The theme growing up was the James Bond Jr. theme.
Man-made global warming is a myth, too.
Because James Bond Jr. chases scum.
It's a political agenda.
But it sounds like chase has come to me, so I thought that was funny.
Ooh.
Why is James Bond Jr. chasing scum? Who knows?
I think I know.
James Bond Jr.
He was talking about his theme song.
No.
Because he ordered pizza.
I never seen that show either.
Damn it.
It doesn't make any sense because the kid looks like Budnick from Salute Your Shorts. And I'm like, why would this kid be James Bond's kid?
Is Budnick's the guy with the red mullet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
The kid from Terminator?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Driving his dirt bike, listening to Alice in Chains?
Hell yeah.
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses, yeah. Gene
Come with me if you want to live.
Yep.
But yeah, so MK Ultra, Chris, what do you think? You think it's true?
I think it's scary. Oh, definitely, I think it's true. Yeah.
Why do you think they had to implicate whores in that?
You can actually go and there's files on MK Ultra that are released files.
Yeah. I used to have them.
You can look into. It's like how is that a conspiracy theory? You know,
But when you think about the 80s, when like marketing booms happened, all the advertising now is essentially a form of brainwashing.
Yeah.
So they literally took the government's. Like fucking palette, not palette. What is it called? Diagram and or what's it called when it's like a
playbook?
Playbook, yeah. I was thinking there's another word for it, but they took that and just ran with it. And now
manual.
Yeah, they made it into advertising schemes in the 80s.
Yeah.
Well, guide. Conspiracy. The term conspiracy theory used to be a good thing.
There's
back
a tool.
In the day.
What's it called? Not a protractor, but there's like a
protractor.
Yeah. No, it has a name. Like it's a physical. No. What's it?
Yeah. Definitely.
Diagram, that's not it. I can't think of it. It'll hit me
playbill
an hour from now.
Right.
Anyway, but yeah, no, that's what it is. It just
menu.
They ran with that and just made it into advertising.
Their program.
You ever seen They Live?
No.
Oh yeah, Roddy Piper.
I came here to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
I have to play a great quote. Nukem, though.
That's what that's from, though. That's from They Live.
Is that from They Live? I thought that
was
from something.
He walks into a bank and he says it.
Yeah.
Or I think it's a bank. Yeah.
Fuck
no.
He
puts
on the glasses.
Yeah. He puts on the glasses and he sees
says,
that everybody's an alien.
Yeah. Everyone,
aliens and shit.
Money turns into like yeah. It's all.
It's true.
You gotta watch it, dude. It's all about capitalism.
See, I think aliens walk among us. Like,
oh, for sure.
Like I think there's
like
half,
Men in Black status.
I think there's hybrid people out there that don't know that they're hybrids. You know.
And then eventually they'll get tapped into when
Does
the time is right.
Well, have you heard of the Rh negative thing? The whole there's Rh positive
Rhesus,
people.
There's
Rh positive, which means you have the rhesus monkey gene in you, and then there's Rh negative, which means you don't have it, and that part of your DNA comes from something that they don't know anything about and has no business being, it has no connection with anything else on Earth.
Right, yeah. It's with your blood type so that you can get blood transfusions and stuff.
Yeah,
that's
fucking
crazy.
Yeah, that's why you're like AB positive, AB negative.
So if you're Rh positive, you got monkey genes. If you're Rh negative,
how do you know what you are based off your blood?
What do you mean? Like your DNA?
Yeah, if you're AB positive, does that mean you automatically
No. AB positive, AB negative is a different thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're confusing.
Rh, so. there's AB positive.
I'm dumb.
You can be AB negative, Rh negative.
Okay.
Or Rh positive.
I got what you're talking
about. You have to, I don't know if they.
So how do you do it? Like the 44 and 2?
Like I guarantee you that.
So do you have extra chromosomes?
Bush is probably Rh negative. Obama's probably Rh negative.
And that means they have connections to higher power, you mean?
I wouldn't speculate that, but I.
No. Which one's the monkey one?
Rh positive.
Okay, so if you're Rh negative, then they say that. Have you seen that?
They
Netflix
say most people with brown eyes are Rh positive. That's me. What they say.
I'm a monkey. Yeah.
So
I'm
rhesus monkeys?
Yeah,
like they eat rhesus peanut butter cups.
No, it's Rhesus sex.
Have you seen that alien? Have you seen that on Netflix? The Radinok fucking story where the alien comes and visited them and shit.
Stan Romanek?
Romanek, that's it. Yeah. Did you see that documentary?
There's parts of that where I'm like, this is fake, and then there's parts where I'm like, this is creepy.
Dude, the leg thing where his, like, the thing that got me the most.
Oh, yeah, blew his knee out?
Yeah, he tore, like, his fucking knee, ACL, and all these doctors saying you're going to need surgery. So he's wearing a brace.
Yeah.
But they have to wait, like, a month before he can go into surgery. Well, 2 days into that, he had an encounter where he wakes up out, like, in his backyard, there's like holes in his leg and all these scars and his brace is missing and he can walk completely fine. Huh. So then he goes to the doctor and he's like, hey, I don't know what to tell you, but like he obviously doesn't want to say this is what happened. He believed aliens came and helped him, but you just have to watch it. It's fucking insane.
Colorado. He moved to Colorado Springs and they were like, that's why we're fucking with you. 'Cause you moved into our backyard. And you know, the Denver airport, that there's a...
Oh, that mural?
Well, at the Denver airport, there's
there's a crazy fucking mural there.
No, they built a whole fucking city underneath the Denver airport.
Oh, yeah.
People were watching them when they were building it. They were like, why are you digging this big hole? And they built a big fucking city and then buried it and then built an airport on top of it. So everybody knows it's down there. But Colorado Springs, like... that's where Tesla went and did a bunch of experiments back in the day, too.
Close to Nevada, where Area 51.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh shit!
I'm telling you, man.
Oh boy, something about that desert.
There's some mysteries we gotta just leave, though.
There's tunnels and shit all under America.
I think we gotta rap on that about these tunnels.
Oh, we gonna rap?
Yeah, we gotta rap.
Shut us down. Take us.
Yeah,
down,
so
yeah, that's the best way that the end of conspiracy theory is
on the cliffhanger.
Leave it open ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, we have to do like, let's talk about MK Ultra, and then we'll just cut it off.
Oh shit.